The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act became law on March 23, 2010. The term Obamacare was originally coined by opponents of the law and has been used in a derogatory fashion by opponents ever since. The rally cry of the opponents has long been, "Kill Obamacare." Well, now the opponents of the law are in charge. With the seating of the new Republican-led Congress and the inauguration of Mr. Trump, the health care policies of this nation need a new name. What remains of the old law and what is introduced as new, what is lost and what is gained, are now under the control of this new government. They now own it. From this point forward, it is no longer under President Obama's control. The albatross is now around their necks. The tendency of some of us might be to sit back and see what happens. And, if one doesn't like the new law, to attach a catchy, derogatory name to it, such as Not So Great Care or the Republican Health Care Plan. But I think we as physicians have a moral obligation to be actively engaged in the debate and to stand up for our patients and our profession. We as physicians realize that the issues surrounding health care policy in the United States are extremely complex and demand the input of our nation's best minds. We physicians are some of those best minds. Most, if not all of us, recognize that the outright repeal of the current law without an alternate program in place is folly and will lead to chaos and suffering. I offer the following SWOT analysis of the current situation in which we find ourselves. The strengths. More U.S. citizens are now covered by health insurance than ever before. The percentage of people without insurance fell from 16 to 9% in the past 6 years. In terms of access to health care, people are no longer discriminated against because of gender or pre-existing illness. Young adults struggling to attain the education they need to succeed in life can stay on their parents' health care policy until the age of 26. According to the Kaiser Foundation, health care premiums costs for employers increased only 3% in 2015, compared to over 30% per year prior to the Affordable Care Act. The weaknesses. The Affordable Care Act is costly, and some say not affordable. Insurance companies have left the marketplace in some states, including Kentucky, claiming they could not make a profit, thereby creating voids in healthcare access and preventing competitive pricing. The healthcare debate issue has been highly partisan, making civil conversations difficult. The mandate to purchase insurance is unpopular, especially among the young, generally healthy persons. Without healthy people in the risk pool, it is difficult to imagine how any form of expanded healthcare coverage could be paid for short of increasing taxes. The opportunities. Reopening this can of worms to have a mature discussion about the healthcare policies of this nation presents the opportunity to address the broadest array of health policy issues. Topics could include, in addition to access and affordability of health care for the maximum number of citizens, tort reform, the finance of medical school education, the funding of graduate medical education, and the creation of additional residency positions, the maldistribution of physicians and the access of health care in rural and inner city communities, the high cost of medicines, the variability of value, cost, and safety among our hospitals, and the supply and appropriate reimbursement for primary care physicians. The threats. Our country is deeply in debt. The prevailing sentiment among the Republican-controlled legislature is to curb the debt and to cut taxes. The Congressional Budget Office in June of 2015 forecasted that the repeal of the Affordable Care Act would increase the deficit up to $353 billion over the next decade, and the number of people with insurance would fall by 24 million. The RAND Corporation independently predicted that in 2018 alone, Mr. Trump's campaign health plan would add an additional $6 billion to the deficit and decreased the number of insured by about 20 million people. The uncertain and potentially tumultuous future poses the greatest threat to our economy and healthcare. We need to recall what Charles Mayo, the founder of the Mayo Clinic, said in 1919. It is a poor government that does not realize that the prolonged life, health, and happiness of its people are its greatest asset. We need to protect that asset at all costs. I call upon you to get engaged. Call your senators and representatives. Contribute to the conversation. Join the AMA, the KMA, and the GLMS and contribute to their political action committees. The outcome of this debate will affect your practice and determine your patients' access to affordable care. The health care policies created by this new government will affect the lives of you, your sons and daughters, and your grandsons and your granddaughters. Thank you.